So, have you heard? The United States Constitution no longer protects freedom of speech and expression for American citizens on American soil. Yep. It became official this past Friday in Dearborn, Michigan. It all started when Gainesville, Florida pastor Dr. Terry Jones of the Dove World Outreach Center and his assistant pastor Wayne Sapp planned to protest in front of the largest mosque in America, which is in Dearborn. They applied for a permit to hold the protest, but not only was no permit given, they ended up in court and then in jail. As Nina Shea reports at National Review Online, quote, on Friday, April 22nd, they had planned a two-man demonstration to protest Sharia and Jihad during the weekly prayer service outside the Shiite Islamic Center of America in Dearborn, Michigan. News of their application for a protest permit prompted at least four serious death threats against them from Metro Detroiters, according to the police chief. They were told by authorities they would have to cover the costs of a massive security effort for their protest, amounting to $46,000. They refused and were promptly prosecuted on the afternoon of the 22nd. They were found guilty of intending to disturb the peace, ordered by the court to stay away from the Dearborn Mosque for the next 3 years, and briefly jailed for refusing to pay the peace bond to ensure there would be no public disturbance, a bond that the prosecutor had requested to be set at $46,000, but which the court had reduced to $1. It appears that the jury, judge, prosecutor, and police chief all feared that the planned protest would set off local Muslim riots or other violent actions, end quote. This is beyond belief. These guys had not even protested. They merely applied for a permit. So they were prosecuted for something they had not yet done. And the last I checked, protesting is not a crime in our country. Or those entitlement union whiners in Wisconsin surely would have been thrown in jail. This sounds like something that would happen in Europe or Canada, not America. These men are controversial, no doubt about it. After they staged a Quran burning back in March, maniacal Muslims went on a killing spree in Afghanistan in response. As I have pointed out before, Islamists do not need an excuse to kill people. The only ones responsible for the murders in the Middle East are the wild animal Islamists who did the killings, not Dr. Jones and Mr. Sapp. This time, Dr. Jones did not plan to burn any Qurans. They planned a peaceful protest against Sharia and Jihad outside the mosque. City officials and the jury in Dearborn apparently let their fear of a potential Muslim backlash cow them into spitting on the U.S. Constitution in favor of the Muslims. It probably did not help Dr. Jones's case that he and Mr. Sapp represented themselves in court. They would have stood a better chance had they retained a good defense attorney to point out the absurdity and argue the unconstitutionality of the whole case. Dr. Jones heads Stand Up America, a Christian political activist organization. On the website, he released a statement regarding the charade in Dearborn, quote, "We posted the bond. We made it very, very clear that we posted this under the greatest protest. The arrests, the whole proceedings, were a definite violation of our constitutional rights. As a matter of fact, we were arrested and had not even committed a crime. It is a complete violation of our First Amendment right of freedom of speech. It was clearly influenced by the mosque. We were told that we were able to present our message in front of one of the free speech zones, but were not allowed to present our message in the grassy area in front of the mosque. Sharia is much closer than we thought. The judge even made a statement that if the mosque elders and leadership would have desired the restraints placed on us of not going near the mosque be lifted, then he would have taken that into consideration, thus proving that this whole thing is a direct violation of freedom of speech and that they are favoring the religion of Islam. The city of Dearborn used the court as an instrument to prevent our protest from taking place today as scheduled, and has now violated our civil liberties by preventing us from exercising our freedom of speech as planned. We will be in contact with legal representation and plans to protest next week in front of the Islamic Center," end quote. The Detroit News reports that Dr. Jones is planning to sue over his arrest. He is in contact with the Thomas More Law Center, as reported, quote, Jones's case is unique, said Richard Thompson, the center's president and chief counsel. There are legal experts and commentators from all sides of the political spectrum who agree that what happened to Pastor Jones was a violation of the First Amendment. Constitutional law expert Robert Sadler said he is glad Jones is challenging the bizarre ruling by the 19th District Judge Mark Summers, requiring Jones to post a peace bond, jailing him for refusing, and ordering him to stay away from the mosque for 3 years, all before Jones held the demonstration. The Supreme Court says you cannot deny a permit because of the message, said Sadler, a Wayne State University law school professor. The U.S. Constitution supersedes everything, which is why this is so bizarre, end quote. This is indeed bizarre, but not surprising considering that the Dearborn area is a stronghold of Islam. I have written before about the deplorable treatment Christians have received in Dearborn. City officials there openly cater to the Islamists at the expense of the constitutional rights of Christian American citizens. It is a disgusting, festering sore of an area of malignant Sharia law right here in America. However, we, the American people, are to blame for allowing this Islamic cancer to metastasize in our country. We have slept while the Islamists crept. Their intention has always been the overthrow of Western civilization, and we allowed them to flood into our nation with their subversive agenda flaming in their hearts. We meekly embraced them and gladly extended to them the liberating freedom of our Constitution, all the while unaware that the fragrant freedom of our nation and American way of life is a stench to their backward noses. The time for staying quiet is not only over, it never really was. There are too many Americans who are still ignorant of the evil agenda of the Muslim world, and they need to be told the truth. Muslim lobby groups like the Council on American-Islamic Relations desperately try to paint us as racists or bigots when we tell the truth about Islam. The wicked media and this un-American Obama administration are also on the side of the Islamists. So it's up to America-loving patriots to sound the alarm, to warn people of the danger to our country from the anti-Christian, anti-freedom, anti-American Islamic Sharia agenda. Each time I say these things, I get bombarded with people claiming there are many so-called moderate Muslims and that only a few extremists are causing these problems. But, as I have pointed out before, people who claim to be Muslim are bound by the dictates of the Quran and Sharia law. There is no question that Islam commands its followers to make war against non-Muslims, especially Christians and Jews. Therefore, anyone claiming to be Muslim who does not follow its dictates is an apostate Muslim, period. This terribly wrong court ruling in Dearborn must be overturned. There could not be a more clear-cut violation of the constitutional rights of Dr. Jones and Mr. Sapp. Regardless of how you feel about the Quran-burning pastor, you'd better hope he prevails in this case. Our constitutional freedoms are hanging by a thread against the evil and backward ideology of Islam. I'm Gina Miller.